Hands together in front of the chest, shoulders relaxed, Tadasana. We'll breathe in and out only through the nose. We start with sun salutations to warm up, then standing postures, seated, forward bend, twists, hip openers, back bends, inversions, and finish with relax. We start with Surya Namaskar, sun salutations, inhale, raise your arms. Exhale, go down and place your hands on the ground. Look up, straight back, legs extended, jump or walk back. Inhale, Bhujangasana, look up, relax your belly. Exhale, Adho Mukhasana, downward dog, look to navel. Straight legs, heels on the ground, stretch our arms and count to five. One. We breathe long and deep through the nose at our own pace. Two. We try to have heels on the ground, legs are shoulder wide apart. Three. Four. Okay, at five, we jump or walk forward. Inhale, lift your head. Exhale, go down. Inhale, come up back to Tadasana. Again, inhale, we raise the arms. Exhale, go down and place your hands. Look up, straight back, jump or walk back. Inhale, Bhujanga, look to the ceiling. Exhale, Adho Mukha, downward dog, gaze at your navel. Straight legs, heels on the ground, stretching your back. One. Two. Three. Four. Okay, at five, we jump or walk. Inhale, lift your head, legs straight. Exhale, hands on the ground. Inhale, come up. Back to Tadasana. To do one final round. Inhale, lift arms. Exhale, we go down, hands on the ground. Look up. Keep your back straight. Jump or walk back. Inhale, Bhujanga, look to the ceiling. Exhale, Adho Mukha, downward dog, look to your navel. Let's count to five while breathing deeply. One. Two. Three. Four. All right, at five, we jump or walk. Inhale, lift your head. Exhale, we go down. Inhale, we rise up. All right, second sun salutation, Surya Namaskar 2. Knees bent, inhale, we lift our arms. Exhale, we bend down. Look up, keep your back straight, jump or walk back. Inhale, Bhujanga, gaze at the ceiling. Exhale, Adho Mukha, downward dog, look at your navel. Right foot, between your hands, hips parallel to mat, Virabhadrasana, right leg in front. Inhale, lift your hands and watch your thumbs. Exhale, going down, placing your hands. Look up, push your chest out. Exhale, downward dog, left foot, between your hands. Inhale, we come up. Exhale, we go down. Into low plank, belly nearly on ground. Inhale, exhale. And we count to five while breathing deeply. One. Two. Three. Four. On five, we jump. Inhale, look up, straight back. Exhale, go down. Bend your knees, rise as you inhale, and back to Tadasana. Again, with bent knees, breathe in, we rise. Exhale, we bend forward, we touch. Look up, keep your back flat, walk or jump back. Inhale, Bhujanga, gaze at the ceiling. Exhale, Adho Mukha, downward dog, and gaze at your navel. Right foot between your hands, Virabhadrasana. Inhale, lift your eyes. Exhale, we go down, place your hands. Breathe in, open. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot between your hands. Inhale, we lift. Exhale, we go down, place your hands. Go into low plank. Inhale, open up, Bhujanga. Exhale, Adho Mukha Nasa. And we count to five while breathing deeply. One. Two. 3. 4. On 5, we jump. Inhale, lift your head. Exhale, we go down. With bent knees, we lift as we inhale. Exhale, back into Tadasana. One more time. Knees bent. Inhale, we lift arms and look up. Exhale, we bend forward. We touch. Look up, straight back. Jump or walk back. Inhale, Bhujanga. Gaze at the ceiling. Exhale, Downward Dog. Gaze at your navel. Step right, place between hands, twist hips into Virabhadrasana. Inhale, lift, look up. Exhale, we go down, place your hands into low plank. Inhale, open up. Exhale. Left foot between the hands. Inhale, we lift. Exhale, we go down, place hands into low plank. Inhale, look up. Exhale. We count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. At 5, we jump. Inhale, lift your head, straight back. Exhale, we go down. Knee bent, inhale, rise, then return. All right, now we do the standing poses. Jump hip wide, feet parallel. Breathe in, lift your arms. On exhale, we go down. We tilt until we grab our toes, flat back. Raise your gaze, suck in your belly. Grab and pull your big toes, arms active, head to your knees. Uttita Padangusthasana. 1. We breathe deeply. 2. 3. First priority, straight legs. Second priority, straight back. Third priority, go down with your head. 4. At 5, look up, straight back. Now put your hands under your toes. Maximum Uttita Padahastasana. 1. 2. 3. 4. Okay, on 5, we release our hands to come up, straight back, and beyond the vertical, then we jump, feet together.
We start to the right. Take a step to the right.
Face the wall, inhale and extend your arms, pointing the right foot towards the right. And we slide along. The shin, we look to the tips of our fingers reaching to the ceiling to perform Uttita Trikonasana. 1. Weight is on both feet, especially the little toe in the back. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we come up on inhale. We raise our arms. Tick-tock, we switch sides. We exhale, we slide down the shin with weight on your feet. 1. And we breathe deeply. 2. We look at our fingertips. 3. 4. At 5, we come up. Switch sides, tick-tock. We turn our feet around. Right foot aligned with mat. Breathe in, lift your left hand. Place your left hand outside of your right foot. We are in Parivrta Torsion, Parivrta Trikonasana. And we look up over our right shoulder. We maintain the orientation of the hip. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, inhale, we come up, tick-tock, switch sides, exhale. Breathe in, right hand up. Turn your hips, place the right hand outside of the left foot. Look up over your left shoulder, in direction of your fingertips. 1. 2. 3 4 Okay, at 5 we come up on inhale and we return to the start of the mat, hands in prayer. Tadasana. Let's go again. Large step to the right, bend right knee, place your right hand outside of your right foot. Heel on the ground behind, little toe on the ground. Stretch the arm forward. We imagine a straight line between the fingertips and the heel. 1. Look at the palm of your left hand. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we come up. We reverse tick-tock switch sides. Left hand outside of left foot. Uttita Parsvakonasana. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we come up again, and now we will turn again. Left knee on the ground, left arm up. Inhale. Exhale. We pass the left shoulder, over the bent knee, hands in prayer position. Left elbow pointing down beside your tibia, looking up to the right elbow. Now we are in Parivrta Parsvakonasana. 1. 2. 3. 4. On 5, we pass the left arm under the bent right leg. Right arm goes around the back. We are attempting to grab the right hand to deepen the twist. And we count. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we straighten the left leg or we stay as we are. As we breathe in, left heel falls inward. The left leg is straight. We have weight in the left little toe. And we count 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, on 5, we switch sides, tick-tock. Right knee on the floor, inhale, right hand up. Place right shoulder outside of the knee, hands in prayer posture. Elbow pushes the left knee or tibia. And we look up towards the other elbow. And we count 1, 2, 3, 4. On exhale, at 5, the right arm goes underneath, the left arm goes around the back. We grab the left hand, we emphasize the twist, and we open up. We count to 5. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we stretch the backward leg or we stay as we are. 1. 2. 3. 4. Okay. At 5, we return to the start of the mat, Tadasana. Prasarita Padottana Asana. Take a step to the right, spread your legs, hip parallel to the mat. The feet are pointing inwards. Inhale, arms up, look up, with straight back, go down until your hands are on the floor. Bring your head between your hands and exhale. With each exhale, pull in your belly and go down until the head is between your hands. And we breathe deeply. One. Inhale, straight back, look forward. Exhale, go down a bit more into the posture. Two. Three. First priority, legs straight. Second priority, back straight. Third priority, we go down. Four. At five, we straighten up, flat back, all the way up on inhale. Hands on hips, we return to do the second Prasarita Padottana Asana. We go down, go down, go down. Suck in the belly at the end of the exhale. We attempt to have our head just above the ground. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we come up again, straight back, all the way up, exhale. Third Prasarita, intertwine your fingers behind your back, inhale, look up. Exhale, go down, let your head fall and relax your arms, relax your shoulders. Each exhale takes us a little bit lower. One. Two. Three. Four. All right. At five, come up, straight back, inhaling. Final Prasarita. Inhale, extend your arms. Exhale, bend down, slide along the shins or tibias and grab your big toes. Pull your big toes. And we count. One. Two. Three. Four. Okay. On five, we rise back up on inhale. We return to the start of the mat, hands in prayer posture. All right, inhale, raise your arms, look up. Exhale, put your hands in prayer posture in your back. Parsvottana Asana. We take a small step to the right. We align the hip with the mat and the heels. Feet spread apart roughly 1 meter. Spread your elbows and lower down, bringing your chin on the right knee. Both legs are straight and solid. Lift your elbows. And we open our shoulders. One. Two. Three. Four. Okay. At five, inhale, we come up. Tick-tock. We switch sides. Keep the hands in the back. Inhale, look up. On exhale, we go down. We place the chin on the knee of the left leg. One. Two. Three. Four. On five, we rise, inhale, and return to the start of the mat with hands in prayer pose. Balance postures. Every second person steps back. Hook fingers around the big toe of the right leg, balancing on the left leg. Right knee bent, right arm either inside or if possible on the outside. Eyes on the ground. One. Right arm close to your body. Two. Relax your shoulders. Three. Four. With an inhale, we gently extend the leg. Look at the ground, shoulders down. One. Uttita Hasta Padangusta Asana. Two. 3. 4. As we breathe in, we open to the right. The gaze remains on the ground, or if possible, you look toward the fingertips of the arm stretched out opposite to the leg. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, the leg returns in front, as high as possible. Release your toe, hands on hips or ribs. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we let go. Now we change legs. Other side. Hook big toe of left leg. Eyes on the ground. 1. 2. 3. 4. On inhale, we stretch the left leg. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we open to the left. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. Leg back in front, leg as high as possible, and lock it. Hands on hips or ribs. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we relax. Second balance posture, half lotus on right side. Bring out the calf. Heel to the navel, pull it up and center. Let the knee fall, open hip passively. The left hand supports the foot, pulling it up. The right hand wraps around. Grab the forearm or the wrist. If possible, hook the toe. 1. 2. 3. 4. We will bend the supporting leg until we place the hand down on the floor. Adho Baddha Padmottana Asana. Adho Baddha Padmottana Asana. 1. 2. Four. At 5, rise on one leg, and we return to two legs to do the other side. Lift the left leg to do half lotus. Bring out the calf. Heel to the navel, pull it up and center. Let the knee fall. Open hip passively. The right hand supports the foot, pulling it up. The left hand wraps around. Grab the forearm or the wrist. If possible, hook the toe. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we bend forward and we touch the ground. Adho Baddha Padmottana Asana. 1. 4. At 5, we rise up on one leg and we return onto two legs. Okay. We come back to the beginning of the mat. The hands are in prayer posture. Inhale, we will raise our arms. Inhale, we lift. Exhale, we go down. We place the hands. Look up with your back straight and jump back. Inhale, Bhujanga, look up at the ceiling. Exhale, Adho Mukha, downward dog, we look at the navel. And we jump to standing, feet together, knees bent. Utkata asana. Utkata asana, the chair pose. We look at our fingertips. The knees should extend beyond the toes. We count until 10 this time. Until 10. 1. Hands together or shoulder width apart. 2. This is the standing bridge pose.
Inhale, we grow. Exhale, we bend backwards.
3. We breathe deeply.
4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9.
Okay, at 10, we dive forward. The legs are straight. We bring the head to the knees. Inhale, look up. Jump or walk back. Inhale, Bhujanga, look up. Exhale, downward dog. Shift your right leg forward and turn your hips. This is the warrior pose 1. Virabhadra asana, right leg in front. Inhale. Raise your arms. Look up. We drop our heads. We look at our thumbs. 1. 2. 3. 4.
Okay, keep everything. At 5, we turn. Tick-tock, change side.
Bend the left knee. Look up. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, spread your arms. Align your hips with the mat. Look in direction of the bent knee. Shoulders down. 1. 2, 3, 4, at 5, tick-tock, switch side, change feet, arms stay, 1, 2, 3, 4, at 5, we place the hands on the ground, exhale. Bring the right foot back. Inhale, Bhujanga. Look at the ceiling. Exhale, Adho Mukha. We look at the navel. And here, we jump or walk, feet between the hands.
To continue with seated positions. First seated posture, it's Danda Asana. We are sitting.
Leaning forward, our hands rest beside our thighs. Now we take off.
1, 2, 3, 4. At 5, we lift the right leg. 1, 2, 3, 4. At 5, left leg up. 1, 2, 3, 4. At 5, we go down. With straight back, breathing in, we lift our arms. Let's reach for our toes. Use index and middle finger. Inhale, look up, suck in. Your belly, the toes point up. Exhale, bring your head to your knees. Paschimottana Asana. Intensive West stretch. 1. 2. Inhale, look up, straight bar back. Exhale, arms active, pulling toes. Go down a little bit more. 3. 4. At 5, on inhale, we lift our eyes, outer edges of the feet, maximum. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, point your toes. Place the hands behind your buttocks, fingers pointing forward. Lift the pelvis up, let the head drop. Parvatana Asana. Intensive East stretch.
1. 2 3 4 At 5 we are seated. Let's go. Vinyasa. Bend and cross your legs. Place hands in front of feet, jump or walk back. Inhale. In Bhujanga, look up at the ceiling. Exhale. In Adho Mukha, look at your navel and jump. Through, to be seated again. This is the vinyasa. We'll do it between postures. Now we do Ardha Bhara Padma Paschimottana Asana. Half lotus on the right. Place the right toe on the forehead. We laterally position the knee. Forehead, nose, chin. Free the calf to aid knee bending. Heel towards the navel. Place your feet in the groin. Right arm goes around the back. Hook or grab the toe. Ardha Bhara Padma Paschimottana Asana. 1 2 3 4 Okay, at 5 we return. Come on, we unfold and switch sides. Half lotus on the left. Bring the left toe to the forehead, to the nose and to the chin. Free the calf. Bring the left heel up and towards the center. Heel towards navel. Place the foot on the groin. The left arm goes behind the back to catch the left toe. 1 2 3 4 All right, at 5 we rise up while inhaling. Let's go, we unfold. Vinyasa. Jump or walk back. Inhale, Bhujanga. Look at the ceiling. Exhale, Adho Mukha, downward dog, look at the navel. And we jump, to be seated. Next, bend the right knee. Free the outer calf to help with the knee bend. Elbows on the ground, we let go, we open the quadriceps. Let's go. First phase, elbows on the floor. Count to 3 while breathing deeply and slowly. Open the quadriceps on the right. Let's go. 1 Knees together. 2 On 3, we lay down fully. Arms behind the head. We stretch. 1 2 3 4 Okay, at 5 we come up and bend forward. Chin on the knee of the bent leg. Triang Mukhaika Pada Paschimottana Asana. All right, with each exhale we go a bit lower. 1 2 3 4 All right. At 5 we come back up and we switch sides. Bend left leg, bring out the calf. Bend backwards, elbows on the floor. One. Two. Three. Lay down fully. One. Three, four, On five, we come up and bend forward. Place your chin on the knee of the bent leg. On each exhale, we go down a bit more. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we come back up. Both sides are done. Vinyasa. Vinyasa. Jump or walk. Inhale, Bhujanga. Exhale, Adho Mukha. Seated. Place your right foot on the inner thigh. Open to the right. Janu Sirsa Asana. Inhale. We lift our arms. Direct your gaze towards the bent knee. Exhale. We're going to twist. Lean forward. Catch your left foot. With each exhale, we will go into the forward bend of Janu Sirsa Asana. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we rise and inhale. We switch sides. Inhale, we raise the arms. Exhale, we bend forward, going down. Maximum. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we rise. Vinyasa. Cross legs, place hands, jump or walk back. Inhale, let go, Bhujanga. Exhale, downward dog, Adho Mukha. And we walk or jump to be seated. Start from Janu Sirsa Asana 1. Shift to Janu Sirsa Asana 2 by moving the left leg forward so that the right heel is under the perineum. We're slightly elevated. If needed, put a block under the left cheek. And we will bend forward. On exhale, chin on the knee. Count to five. One. Two. Three. Four. All right, at five we return. The other side. Advance the right leg, heel under the perineum on the right side. We are a bit raised. If needed, put a block under your right side. Inhale, raise your arms. Exhale, we extend far. Count to five. One. Janu Sirsa Asana 2. As in every asana, work with your breath. Inhale, lift your head, keep your back straight. Exhale, we go far. We go a little bit deeper into the position. 2. 3. 4. At five, we return. Vinyasa. Cross legs, place hands, jump or walk back. Inhale. Exhale. Seated. Now, Janu Sirsa Asana 3, the broken foot posture. Let's flip the foot. Put your toes down and raise the heel towards your navel. To help, you can sit on a block. Place it under your left buttock. An inversion of the foot, the toes should be bent and placed on the ground. And we bend forward on exhale. And we count to five. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we come back up and switch sides. Inversion of the foot on the left side. Janu Sirsa Asana, three.
Inhale, lift arm. Exhale, we bend forward. And we go far. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we return. Vinyasa. Cross legs. Place hands. Jump back. Inhale. Exhale. And we jump. Seated.
Moving on to the Marichi. Bend right leg. Lift left buttock. Raise left leg. Weight is on the heel. We attempt to balance on the heel for the pre-pose of Marichi Asana 1. We are upright. Find balance. Heel down. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we are seated. We keep the position. Move your right shoulder in front of your knee and circle your right arm around the knee. And pass your left arm behind. Right hand grabs left arm, your left leg extended. On the floor, Marichi Asana 1. As we exhale, we bend forward and go down. Let's begin counting. 1. 2. We breathe deeply. 3. 4. At five, on inhale we rise, switch sides. Come on, bend the left leg, find your balance. Weight onto your heel. We try to hold. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, pass the left arm, circle the knee, right arm behind your back, left hand grabs right arm. Let's go, we pass left arm in front of the knee, hook behind. Chin goes to the knee. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, rise and inhale. Vinyasa. Cross legs, place hands, jump back. Inhale, Bhujanga. Exhale, Adho Mukha, downward dog. And jump or walk, seated. Marichi Asana 2. So we'll do the half lotus on the left side. Left leg. Lift your left heel towards your navel. Pull up and center. Now we bend the right knee. If we can't do Marichi Asana 2 correctly, we don't do the half lotus. Raise your right arm and circle around your right knee to get into Marichi Asana 2. The left arm circles behind the back. Right hand grabs left arm. Extend your right arm forward and close to ground. Bend the elbow. Left arm goes behind the back and look shortly over left shoulder to grab it. Count to five. One. 2. Three. Relax the knee. Four. Okay. At five, we rise and change side. Half lotus on the right side. Pull heel up and center to the navel. Place foot on groin. Bend the left leg. Lift your left arm and bring it down near the floor to circle around your left knee. The right arm goes behind the back to grab it with your left hand. Let's go. Exhale. We go down. Until the chin touches the ground. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we rise on inhale. Both sides done. Vinyasa. Vinyasa. Legs crossed, hands placed, jump or walk back. Inhale, Bhujanga. Look up. Exhale, Adho Mukha. Look at your navel. Inhale. Exhale. And we jump to be seated. Now let's do Marichyasana 3. So bend the right knee. This time the opposite shoulder will go to the level of the knee to circle around the knee to perform the twist. Let's go. We look back over the right shoulder. The leg on the ground is active. If there's a strap, we tighten it. We count five. One. Two. Three. Four. Yes, come on. At five we return. The other side, bend the left leg, pass the right shoulder beyond the knee and around the knee. The left arm goes behind the back and the right hand grabs it. Now we count to five. One. Two. Three. Four. All right, on five we return, both sides done, vinyasa, jump. Inhale, Bhujanga. Exhale, Adho Mukha. And we jump to be seated. Substitute to Marichyasana 4. Cross the right leg over. Right leg goes over. Left leg goes under. Both cheeks flat on the ground. Right hand up. Passing both hands behind your back. One above, one below. Both hands holding each other. Gomukhasana. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we let go of the arms and move the left shoulder past the knee on the outer side of the knee. The opposite shoulder will go beyond the knee to pass the arm underneath. The right arm goes behind the back and the left hand grabs the right arm. This is Ardha Matsyendra Asana instead of Marichyasana 4. Let's look back over the right shoulder. And we tighten a strap if we use one. Let's go and count to five. One. Two. Three. 4. All right. At 5, we go back to do the other side. Left leg crosses over on top. Right leg goes underneath. Left hand in the air. Hook both hands in your back. Gomukhasana. 1. On each inhale, we straighten up. The head pushes the elbow. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we move the opposite shoulder to the outside of the knee. The right arm goes ahead, far beyond the knee, and enter under the knee on exhale. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale, left arm goes behind the back and the right hand grabs it. Ardha Matsyendra Asana. And we count to 5. One. Two. Three. Four. At 5, we return. We've completed both sides. Vinyasa. Cross legs, place hands, jump or walk back. Inhale, Bhujanga. Exhale, Adho Mukha. Seated. Now it's time to do Navasana. Lift your feet and your arms. This is Navasana. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, cross your feet, place hands and lift your buttocks off the ground. And we return. 1. At 5, cross legs, place hands and lift shortly. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, cross legs, place hands and lift shortly. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, cross legs, place hands and lift shortly. Last one. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, we bend, jump onto the belly, and we stay on the belly. Extend the arms along the body on the ground. Let's stay like this for 3, letting go of your belly and abs. 1. 2. 3. On 3, we look up as we inhale. Just lift your head and shoulders. Keep your hands on the ground. Open your shoulders. With each inhale, we lift more. 1. 2. On 3, place the hands under the shoulders. We push into Bhujanga Asana. Relax your abs. Let your belly go, keeping the shoulders low. 1. 2. On 3, Adho Mukha, downward dog. Heels on the ground. The resting position. 1. 2. At 3, we walk or jump into standing. Kneel down. Open your knees. Upper arms in front of shins. Heels on the ground. Hands are in prayer. Arms in front of the knees. Straight back. First priority, feet on the ground. Second priority, feet together. And we look up to the ceiling. 1. We are in Mala Asana. Eventually, you should have your feet together and heels on the ground. 2. Okay. 3. 4. At 5, bring your shoulders in front of your knees. Place your hands mat width apart. Spread your fingers 50 centimeters from your feet. Lean forward. Shift your weight until you balance in Baka Asana. Baka Asana, the crow posture. Fingers spread apart like the claws of the crow. We look forward and breathe deeply, counting to five. One. We cross our feet if possible. Two. Three. Four. At five, we jump into plank, leaping the legs backwards. Inhale, Bhujanga, look up. Exhale, Adho Mukha, look at your navel. Now we jump with the feet outside of the hands. Outside. Pull your shoulders back behind your knees, arms inward. And we bend our knees. With our arms straight, we try to place our hands 20-30 cm behind our feet. With your fingers directed forward, gradually transfer your weight onto your arms until your forearms are straight and resting vertically on the floor. Now you can cross your feet. And now extend your arms. And there we will try to hold our balance. When we are somewhat balanced, we cross our feet. Let's go and look forward in Bhujapita Asana. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we sit down, seated. With your forearms, which go beneath the shin bones, the hands are placed on the feet. Place your feet in a way that your forehead lands on the soles of your feet. Voila, we're in pre-posture. We relax the shoulders and let the head drop. We are in position now. We relax the lower back. Pre-posture of Kurma Asana. Let go and relax. We count. One. Two. Three. Four. Okay. At five, we will reverse the orientation of the elbows. We're going to grab our hands behind our back in order to do the turtle pose, Kurma Asana. Hence, we are bent forward. Kurma Asana. We breathe, we settle in, relaxing the lower back. Turtle pose. One. Two. Three. Four. Okay, on five, we get out of the pose. We place our hands on shoulder level but wider apart, using nearly the width of the mat. And you stretch your legs, which still lay on your arms, into Titiba Asana, firefly pose. Here you pull back your legs, ideally without them touching the ground. And we lie down on our stomach. Arms extended along the side of the body. Flat on your stomach, everyone. We lie down. One. Two. At three, we lift only head and shoulders. The rest stays down. We look up to the ceiling. One, on each inhale, we lift higher. Two, higher. On three, we place the elbows a bit in front of the shoulders. Pull back the forearms to stretch your lower back. Relax your belly. The elbows are now a bit behind the shoulders. Look up. We slowly adjust the back. One, we breathe deeply into the lower back. Two, three, four. At five, place the hands where the elbows are. Bhujanga. Hands instead of the elbows in order to curve the back. We adjust the back again. Shoulders down, feet together. Let's count. One, two, three. Adho Mukha. Look at your navel. We're in downward dog, head down. We kept the feet together and we count. One, heels on the ground. Two, three, okay, and we jump to be seated. Baddha Kona Asana, the soles of the feet face each other, the knees are spread apart and the hips are opened. We try to have our knees as low as possible, that's why we can use the weights, and we put them on our knees. Let's drop our knees. Let go of your knees. Passive hip opening. The hands pull our feet. Our back is straight. Slide hands under the feet. Grab the feet and with our thumbs we open the soles like a book. We pull the feet with our hands. Shoulders are low and relaxed. Back is straight. Let gravity take over. Let go. Let's count. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we bend forward and go down until our head is on the floor. Try to keep your back straight and in any case, aim to touch your head to the floor as you breathe out. And we count. With each breath, we go down more. One. We breathe deeply. Two. Inhale, straight back, look up. Exhale, go down. Three. Each exhale, go down a bit more. Four. At five, we return. We remove the weights and we move to lotus position. Padma Asana. So traditionally, first right side, then left side. Right, then left. We do what we can. If you can't do lotus, just put your left foot down, or else both feet down. And now, we will lower our shoulders. We will focus on the third eye. The eyes are closed. While in Padmasana, lotus position, we will breathe with the belly. When I inhale, I relax my belly. When I exhale, I actively suck in my belly. Passive inhale. Relax your belly, feeling how the air is flowing back in. Exhale, I pull my stomach in. Inhale, passively I relax my belly. One. Two. Three, four, on five, we release the mudra. We will lower our head to touch the ground. We let the weight of our head drop to the ground. Once we are at the lowest point, We hook our hands behind our back, fingers interlaced, and we will stretch our arms upwards, vertically. And there we count while breathing deeply. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we come up on inhale. We place our hands behind, fingers pointing forward. We slightly bend our elbows. Push out the chest, the head drops, and we breathe with the top of our lungs, the shoulder space. Hence, we will expand the upper chest during the inhale. One. Two. Three. Four. All right. At five, we come up again. We place our hands beside our hips and hop back until we reach the end of the mat, with your lotus pose if you can. Then we'll lie down, flat on our stomach in lotus, to open the hips passively. Now we come up again. We have our hands inversed, the fingers point towards you. And here, we'll lift the upper body, arms extended. Now, let's do Chima Asana, the roaring lion. Make sure your knees are apart. We are in passive hip opening. We will squint. At least we look at the third eye. We will stick out our tongue. The tip of our tongue touches the chin. The lion roars and we count to five. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. All right. We rise into balance on the lotus. Thus, we go up, up, and up. We try to maintain our balance on the lotus, or at least on the knees. One, two, three, four. Okay, at five, we lean forward. Hands are inverted, pointing to you. We will bend our elbows. We will press them against the side of our belly or on the navel. This allows us to balance. In Padma Mayura Asana, bend your elbows towards you. The elbows go to your phalanx on the side or to your navel. Once we manage to hold a bit in balance, we unfold the lotus to hold in Mayurasana. Let's go. One. Two. Okay, at three, we let go. Legs are extended. Wrists are inverted. Fingers pointing to you. We are in Bhujanga with inverted wrists. Bhujanga, inverted wrists. Now we do Adho Mukha, downward dog, with inverted wrists. This means we will tuck in the head between our arms to gently stretch our wrists. We tuck our heads in. Let's go. We count to five, breathing deeply. One. Two. Three. Four. Okay. At five, we turn the wrists. The fingers are now pointing forward. Let's count. One. Two. Okay. At three, we bring the shoulders over the hands. To do Chaturanga Dandasana, the plank pose, look forward. We are solid. We are as stiff as a plank and we count to five. One, we breathe deeply. Two, three, four. At five, we turn to the left using our right hand. Weight on right hand and right foot. Lift the left hand and do Vasistha Asana. Look up. We have rather the foot plants on the ground. One, two, look at the fingertips in the air. Three, four. At five, we switch sides. Left hand and foot down. Raise right hand up. And if possible, also the right foot in the air. One, two, three, four. At five, we go down. We lay flat on the ground. We let go. We bend our elbows close to the body. We have the hands at chest level, fingers slightly pointing outward, elbows are close to the body. The feet are hooked, vertical, toes on the ground, the knees are in the air. Now we push up to raise our body, to lift at least the chest, and if possible, also the hips, to get ready for Nakrasana, the crocodile. So let's do a round and see everyone do it. Go on. Everyone, show what you got. Jump once. Slowly raise your entire body or jump quickly. Now we're going to hop to do the crocodile, the real one, the one that moves back and forth. So we're going to hop while moving backward. One, two, three, four, five. And now forward. One, two, three, four, five. And now to the right and to the left, to the left, to the right, to the right. To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the left, to the left, to the right. And we lie down flat on the belly, arms on our sides. One, two. On three, we lift. Inhale, Bhujanga Asana, look up. Exhale, downward dog, look to your navel. And now we jump to be seated with spread legs. Legs spread. And we will tilt forward into Upavishta Konasana. The elbows are on the ground. We pose the head with the chin onto the hands. We need to rotate our hip forward. Let's do it. Lower down. We aim to touch our elbows to the floor, letting the head's weight go, suck in the stomach, and exhale. Exhaling helps us go down. One, two, three, four. At five, spread your arms, grab your toes, legs extended. Now we pull our toes to bring our head to the floor as we exhale. First we touch the ground with our forehead, then the nose, then the chin, then the shoulders, and then the belly. We will be completely stretched in the end in Upavishta Konasana. Let's go. While pulling the toes, inhale, look up, straight back. Then we let go of the head. Exhale, suck in your stomach and go down. When repeating these things, we touch. One. Two. Three. Four. All right, at five, we straighten up, we hook our toes and lift the whole body. We lift the whole body, balancing ourselves. The legs are slightly apart, or even entirely, and we hold to stay in balance. One. Two. At three, we block everything and let go of the feet, and we hold. One. Two. Three. Four. At five, we grab our toes again. With the round back, we roll on exhale and rise on inhale. I roll with a rounded back. I rise with a straight back. If I amplify the movement, I can touch my feet to the ground before accelerating with my feet forward. One. Two. On three. We come back up. Come on up. We join our feet. Shoulders are low. One. Two. 3. Bring your head down to your knees. While pulling your feet towards you. 1. The legs are straight and strong. 2. 3. Okay, we let go of the left leg and we start with the right leg. Into Supta Asta Padangusta Asana. We lie down, the right leg is vertical in the air, the left leg is horizontal on the ground, both legs are straight. And we count to 5, breathing deeply, in this position. 1. Two. Three. Four. On 5, we open to the right. So we let the weight of the right leg drop to the ground, with both hips resting on the ground. 1. Keeping the hip on the floor. 2. Three, four, at 5, raise the right leg and bend it. Grab the right foot with both hands, touch the right knee with your chin, then straighten the leg while keeping the chin on the knee. 1, counting to 5, breathing deeply. 2, 3, 4. Alright, at 5, switch legs. Put the right leg down and raise the left leg. Come on, left leg up. 1. 2. 3. 4. Okay, on 5, we open to the left, left leg down. 1. 2. 3. 4. Okay, at 5, we bring the left leg up. Chin touches the left knee. Straighten left leg, keeping the chin on the knee. 1. 2. 3. 4. Alright, at 5, the left leg goes down, we lay down. Now, we're placing our yoga mats against the wall. We bring the mat to the wall. Let's go. The mat's short side is touching the wall. We put the mats close to each other, maximum 10 centimeters apart, and we lay down on our back with our heads towards the wall. Come on, everyone. Yoga mats against the walls, maximum 10 centimeters between the mats. And we lay down on our back with our heads against the wall. And now we will bend both knees, heels on the ground. Roll your shoulders back to be on your shoulder blades. Then interlink your fingers with extended arms behind your back. Then push with your legs and your arms, ensuring you are firmly planted on your shoulder blades. Activate your center and push your hips up. Lift the hips up. Knees are close together. 1. 2. 3. 4. At 5, place your hands on your hips to stem them up, and we lift the right leg extended vertical. 1. 2. 3, 4. At 5, we change leg. We lift the left leg. Straight and vertical. 1, left foot is active. 2, 3, 4. Okay, at 5 we go down, both feet on the ground. Now the head should touch the wall. Urdhva Dhanurasana, the bridge. We check and ensure that our head touches the wall. To do the bridge, bridges, 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 3 bridges minimum. We place our hands beside our ears on the ground. The wrists touch the wall. The elbows are parallel and together, vertical above the hands. 3 bridges minimum, counting to 5 when being in the air. Let's go, lift your hips. We push with our legs. We extend and push our arms. We look at our thumbs. We push into the heels. We try to hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, at 5 we go down, counting to 3, breathing deeply while on the ground. 3 times on the ground. 1, 2. At 3 we go up again on exhale, counting to 5 and breathing deeply while being in the air, we push and take off. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. At 5 we go down, we breathe 3 times. 1, 2. At 3, 1 last one.
We push and we take off, counting to 5 when we are up in the air, breathing deeply. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And yes, at 5 we return. All right, after the bridges, passive forward bend as counter pose. We grab our feet to create a tension with straight legs. Once the tension is established, we let everything go. Keeping the arms, so we let the head go and relax the shoulders and the lower back. Forward bend, passive, Paschimottanasana, and we count to 5 while breathing deeply. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, at 5 we go into the candle pose. We go to the beginning of the mat to do the shoulder stand. With hands beneath the hips, lift the hips up. We stretch our arms and hold our hands behind us, using them to push and lift the pelvis up.1, 2, 3, 4. At 5, we let the legs down and place the feet behind the head, while interlocking the hands behind the back. Legs extended, we walk our feet towards the walls, maximum. 1, 2, 3, 4. At 5 we bend the knees beside the ears. We try to bring and keep the knees on the ground. One. Two. Three. Four. Okay. At five, we finish the backward roll. We place our hands beside the shoulders and push with our arms. And we find ourselves on our knees, kneeling down to do the second inverted position, known as Sirsasana, which is the headstand. We move to the front of the mat, facing the wall. At 20 centimeters from the wall, we create a nest with our hands. The forearms on the ground, rather parallel, set firmly on the floor. We place our head in the nest formed by our hands. We extend our legs. We walk towards the wall to verticalize the body. We walk until we can lift our legs easily. We bring the legs vertically over the head. Let's go. The elbows on the ground. We stretch the legs. The head hangs between the forearms. The forearms carry us and push into the ground. Placing the head, we walk forward and lifting up. Such is Sirsasana. Let's go. The head isn't holding us. The forearms are doing all the work. No neck strain here. Push with the forearms. Here we will count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. We stay and hold on. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. At 10, slowly lower one leg, then the other. We come back onto our mat for Balasana, child pose. We are seated between our feet, knees bent, knees spread wide apart, to have room for the belly between the knees. Let's go. We are in Balabala. We stretch out our arms, looking ahead. We push with our arms to keep our buttocks on the ground. Let's go. Knees bent with knees spread apart, the belly near the floor. Let's stretch the back, especially the lower back. Counting to 5 while breathing deeply. 1, 2, 3, 4. At 5, we come up as we inhale. We are in Virasana. And we will pronounce the sound Om 3 times. Hands in prayer before the heart. Concentrate on the third eye, take a deep breath, exhale fully, then inhale again. And repeat 3 times. Let's lie down in Shavasana, the final relaxation pose. The arms and legs are slightly spread out and relaxed. The neck is slightly extended. The shoulders on the ground. Palms facing up. We lie in Shavasana. A few minutes. At least 8 minutes. We relax the face, especially the part between the eyes and the jaw. We focus our attention on the inside of our skull, at the point between our eyes. When we start thinking, we re-relax the area between our eyes.